Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and here we are at the last day of Advent. We've been working our way through day by day this season of anticipation, of preparation to receive the gift. Tonight begins Christmas Eve, the vigil of Christmas, the beautiful ceremony of the lights. We've been talking about how the light shines in the darkness and the gift of the light of God being brought to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And we're going to behold the mystery that was hidden for ages, that in the fullness of time, God reveals himself to us in giving us his beloved Son, born of the Virgin, born of Mary. And the King himself has come to establish his kingdom in the earth. Jesus, the rightful King, the rightful Lord, is coming to make war, as I've talked about all week long, on the kingdom of darkness. And Jesus did disarm the principalities and powers, giving to God as he walked through his life, giving to the Father absolute trust and surrender and loving the Father with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And where Adam failed to stand, Jesus indeed was the victor all the way till the end. He gave his life as an offering to God, and he showed you and he showed me the way to greatness, the way to reach what matters most for us, what we've been called to, and where we will find eternal happiness, to follow in his footsteps. And the Father raised him from the dead, and he's exalted him at his right hand. And from that position, Jesus pours out the Holy Spirit. And this is the gift that he's given us. He gave us in baptism, as I talked all week. This is the light that comes to us, and we're made whole by God's gift, because Jesus in baptism unites us to his death on the cross, his perfect offering that cleanses us from sin and makes it possible for us to be united to Jesus. God desires you and me to be united to him with total intimacy, to be able to see our life as a gift to be offered to God, and he prepares us to offer our lives to him, just as Jesus did. The key for us, as I said yesterday at the end of the program, is to trust, to surrender, to believe, to receive the light and the life that's been given to us in the gift of the Holy Spirit. Christmas is not just a celebration of an astounding historical event that happened once. It includes that, obviously. But that event changed everything. That event brought heaven and earth together. The separation that was leaving everyone without hope. Jesus came, and in him, as John the Baptist said, in him was life. In him was the light. John came to bear witness to the light. And in your baptism, that light was given to you because Jesus communicated to you his life, washing us clean from our sin by his blood, making it possible for us to be united to him because God has a destiny in mind for you and for me. Human history is headed for a conclusion. And at the end of history, friends, is a marriage. There's a great judgment day. There's no question about it. The separation of those who are for God, those who are against God. The sheep and the goats, there will be a great separation. But that separation is making way for God's ultimate purpose. And God's ultimate purpose is a marriage. And tonight, if you're going to the vigil, you'll hear a reading from Isaiah chapter 62. It's a messianic psalm. It's talking about Israel and God's desire and love for Israel, for the people of the chosen people. But it's a foreshadowing, and it points to the fundamental call of Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the offering in this gift, not only just for the people of Israel, but for the whole human race. Let's listen to Isaiah. He said, "For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch." Here's the light shining in the darkness kind of themes. Here's the torch burning. And this all anticipates the coming fire of the Holy Spirit to burn in the hearts of all those who have been baptized into Jesus, to bring about a vindication. The vindication that is the sharing in Jesus's vindication, the Father raising Jesus from the dead. He was falsely accused. We wouldn't be falsely accused, right? Because we are sinners and deserve death, but not Jesus. And the Father raised him from the dead and he was vindicated. His perfect love, perfect offering to the Father. Jesus wanted the fire that burned in him to burn in us like a torch. But Isaiah, here we go again. Nations shall behold your vindication and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. What's God ultimately after? In creation itself, but ultimately in the gift of his Son. The Father's intention in all of creation and uniquely with creating human beings, the image and likeness of God, creatures who could love his Son, who became one of us. God intends there to be a marriage, to have a prepared bride for his Son. And that bride is his church. All those who are born again by water and the Spirit and who live in unity with Christ in the Holy Spirit even now, the church is a bride, and the Father's preparing this bride to be offered to his Son, the victorious one, who the Lord will bring into communion with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are God's delight. Just think of those two words, my delight. When you celebrate here at Christmas and you know at Mass, just close your eyes for a minute and just say, my delight, my delight. This is how God thinks about me. This is the heart of God for his bride, for the church, for those who have said yes to him. You are my delight. Let that word, friends, just sink deeply in your heart. You and your land is espoused. He's talking about, of course, Israel here. But it's a foreshadowing. It's a type of what's coming and being absolutely perfectly fulfilled in Jesus. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. The whole bridegroom image, the whole paradigm of the bridegroom and the bride, it's all there. I mean, creation began with a marriage. It's going to end with a marriage. It's going to end with the perfection of what God's purpose and plan is, to be totally united. This is why marriage itself is so important. Marriage, God made us male and female. And male and female, when we come together in love, in complementarity, both physical complementarity, but also, I mean, right from our own physical creation, God's desire for us to be united and to share in bringing about more sons and daughters of God, what he desires in his heart, what he loves, what he created, what he wanted for his Son. It's one of the reasons why, as Sister Lucia from Fatima said, you know, the final battle on earth is going to be around the family, between the battle between Christ and the Antichrist and Satan. Satan wants to deconstruct the family. So be wise, friends. Any movement, any theory, worldview, that no matter how utopian and promising it sounds, if it doesn't accept and bow the knee with humility before the sacred reality of human life, male and female, and the family, it's demonic. It's demonic. Doesn't mean the people who are leading it have somehow consciously made a decision to be in cahoots with the devil. No. But that's what fallen human nature, that's living in rebellion from God, that's where it goes. There's only two kingdoms, kingdom of God, kingdom of the enemy. You're going to be in one or the other. And Jesus, in these words, we see, hear the voice of Jesus through the prophet Isaiah. You're my delight, you're my espoused, for the Lord delights in you. Say it, the Lord delights in me. When you see Jesus and you celebrate Christmas, understand, and what the Lord wants you to receive is to speak from your heart to say, I rejoice today because the Lord delights in me. He saved me. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. You go all the way to now Revelation chapter 19. Heaven is rejoicing over the victory of Jesus. It says, I'm going to just read down in verse 9 and following. It said, then I heard what seemed to be a voice of great multitude, like a sound of many waters and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. The bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to be clothed with fine linen and bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage feast supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true words of God. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. That is, John fell at the feet of the angel, to thinking, you know, he just was overcome by the majesty of just the angel. But he said to me, you must not do that. I'm a fellow servant with you and your brethren who hold testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Isaiah's anticipating what's coming and what we see at the end of all time. God is preparing a bride for his son. It's all about, Christianity's all about bringing to the world that revelation that our loving Father has chosen from all eternity to present a gift like I presented my daughter, you know, to her husband. Oh, it was such a privilege. The Father, it's an image of what the Father's doing with the church. The church is the bride of Christ. And the church is radically in love with her groom when she's healthy. If she's not radiating that life and rejoicing and understanding that she's the delight of his, you know, he looks upon her with great delight. And the Holy Spirit wants to speak in your heart and mind to overcome all that shame and alienation and fear and that's present in the human heart to say, the Lord delights in me. The Lord delights in me. Declare it. And friends, this is the key. That's why Jesus said, don't worry about anything in this world. Don't be anxious. Because the Father's plan is being worked out. Jesus has won a victory over all of our enemies, and any kind of victory they have over us is only temporary. And Jesus wants you to know, he wants me to know how profoundly loved we are. That's the real gift, isn't it, that we're celebrating these days? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He wants to heal your heart in these days if you need it. If you don't know this love, you don't know that you are God's espoused, that you're God's delight, and that your life is headed toward something that what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, or what the heart could even conceive of, what God has prepared for those who love him. That is his gift to you. Friends, he loves you. Let's say it. Let's end the program today. The Lord delights in me. Yes, he does, friends. He delights in you. He loves you. He wants to anoint you in this season so you can experience the freedom and the joy of being loved by him. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.